Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of September 20th, 2008, I'm Sandy Billings. Let's start with the good news. Cheers! Rwandan women gained seats at the table. Following elections on September 18th, Rwanda is the first nation in the world where women outnumber men in parliament. Women now account for at least 55% of the lower chamber in Rwanda, according to provisional results. Previously, they held 48% of seats. Female lawmakers earned 20 seats in direct elections. Another 24 were already secured in an indirect vote. Rwanda now has a higher number of female lawmakers than Sweden, where 47% of parliamentarians are women. This is the second election that has taken place since the 1994 genocide, which cost 800,000 lives. Women have staked a strong role in rebuilding the country under President Paul Kagame's leadership and represent 55% of the nearly 5 million registered voters there. More news to cheer this week. In Israel, the ruling Kadima Party elected Foreign Minister Tzivi Livni as the country's next prime minister after she narrowly ousted Ehud Olmert in the party's election. Livni has 42 days to form a new ruling coalition. Failure could trigger early elections in 2009. If she succeeds, Livni will become Israel's first female prime minister since Golda Meir stepped down in 1974. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of Gardasil HPV vaccine to protect against vulvar and vaginal cancers. The vaccine was developed to prevent cervical cancer and genital warts caused by some strains of human papillomavirus. A Melbourne, Australia bar has been ordered to stop offering $50 drinking vouchers to women who take off their knickers. A No Undie Sunday event also provided women with free drinks if they flashed the bartenders. A liquor licensing official said the plan was not in the public interest. And now for the Jeers column. World leaders fall short. Governments around the world are failing to live up to their commitments to equality for women, and they must step up their efforts. This according to the United Nations in a UNIFEM report. The report was released ahead of a meeting this coming week in which world leaders are to assess progress on the Millennium Development Goals. These goals include improving women's rights, reducing maternal and child deaths, achieving universal education, and reducing global poverty. In terms of women's status specifically, the UNIFEM report said matters were urgent and there is an accountability crisis in getting governments to keep their promises to women and assessing their records of action. If promises were kept, the world would see better progress in achieving all the development goals. UNIFEM Executive Director Inez Alberdi said, quote, "Without putting in place strong measures to track progress on gender equality, we run the risk that commitments such as the Millennium Development Goals will remain words on paper," end quote. The report, titled Who Answers to Women, cites significant gaps for women. They are outnumbered 4-1 in legislatures. 60% of unpaid family workers are female. Women earn 17% less than men. 1/3 of women suffer some form of gender-based violence. And 500,000 women die from childbirth annually, a rate that's shrinking by less than 0.5% each year. More news to jeer this week. A female suicide bomber detonated and killed 22 people in Diyala in northern Iraq. More than 24 female suicide bombings have been reported this year. Iraq's Minister for Women's Affairs, Nawal al-Samari, warned of a disaster if more was not done to assert women's rights, saying militants often tap illiterate women who have lost their relatives in the war. The proportion of homeless women and the elderly is increasing in Vancouver. A city count found that 600 women among the 2,660 homeless people in one night. That's a higher percentage of women than a year ago. Older women are especially vulnerable because they are less likely to have pensions and retirement savings than men. A Griffith University Violence Research and Prevention Program study found that 20% of intimate partner homicides in Australia are committed by women. The report also found that abused women who murder their partners often act in extreme fear and desperation. The study showed that over 3/4 of women who killed their husbands were raped by them and 39% had been raped more than 20 times. Google has been forced to accept advertising that attacks abortion rights, a result of a suit brought by a British anti-choice group, the Christian Institute. Google had a policy of banning ads that mixed religion and abortion, but the lawsuit argued that it was a violation of Britain's Equality Act. As part of the settlement, Google will now accept religious ads that discuss abortion in a factual way. The policy change takes place worldwide. A Ugandan official wants to ban women from wearing miniskirts because they cause accidents by distracted drivers who may be mentally weak. Wearing the short skirts is indecent, said Nasaba Botero, Uganda's ethics minister. Also noted in the news this week, divorce rates in Kolkata, India have tripled in 2 years. As a result of more divorces across the nation, the social stigma is decreasing and even being trumpeted as proof of women's advancement in newspaper headlines. We should celebrate rising divorce rates, one tabloid announced. A hotel in Marmaris, Turkey fired all its male employees after the manager became fed up with how they flirted with female guests. In June, the female boss saw too many male bartenders socializing with foreign women to tolerate. She decided that only women will work at the hotel, picking up jobs normally reserved for men. These news briefs were compiled by Dominique Sogel and Jennifer Thurston. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.